USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his alleged Georgia election interference case. He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. President Biden says the people of Maui have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. While touring the town of Lahaina yesterday, he met with families of victims and thanked first responders. Officials say 850 people are still missing as search and rescue efforts continue, and 114 people have been confirmed killed in the firestorm disaster. House lawmakers are issuing subpoenas for four IRS and FBI officials as part of their investigation into alleged Department of Justice interference in the Hunter Biden tax case. Lawmakers say they believe the agents have information on a meeting last year attended by special counsel David Weiss, the lead prosecutor in Hunter Biden's case, and want them to answer questions before Congress. IRS whistleblowers earlier this year told lawmakers Weiss said he was not the deciding authority on whether to charge Hunter, which Weiss later denied. Lawmakers accused the Justice Department of slow-walking and interfering in the case because he's simply the president's fortunate son. The FDA is approving an RSV vaccine for babies in the womb.
Abrysvo, a single-dose shot, would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and trigger the development of antibodies that are passed to the fetus. It would then provide protection for about the first 6 months of the baby's life. RSV, a respiratory infection that causes cold-like symptoms, is common in young children. I'm Ryan Daniels.
USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump will probably be a no-show for the first GOP primary debate tomorrow.
Former President Donald Trump has confirmed he won't participate in the upcoming Republican presidential primary debate or others. The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had. I will therefore not be doing the debates, Trump wrote on his social media site. It's unclear whether he will boycott all debates or just the currently scheduled ones. Trump, an early GOP frontrunner, had long expressed reluctance to join rivals on stage due to his commanding lead in the race. I'm John Schaefer.
A new poll suggests a strong majority of Americans support the striking Hollywood writers and actors. According to Data for Progress, 67% of likely voters surveyed said they support the strike by Writers Guild of America and SAG-AFTRA. 18% oppose them. Elon and Vladimir had a talk about Starlink.
According to the New Yorker, Under Secretary of Defense for Policy Colin Kahl said Musk made the comments in October while on a call about SpaceX supplying Ukrainian forces with its Starlink internet service. Kahl told the New Yorker his inference was that Musk was becoming nervous about Russia seeing Starlink's involvement as enabling the Ukrainian war effort. In a tweet in October, Musk denied reports he had a recent conversation with Putin. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.